Monster Radio
RX 93.1.
It's Delamar.
And it's
morning,
Gino.
Everyone.
On the morning
it
rush.
Is part Wednesday one. Again, so which means we've got Riot Wednesday happening for you. You've got Desiree right there. And before that, we had Vanessa with... okay, there you go. Hello. Good morning. Hello. Hello. Ah, nga pala. Right.
Hello.
We had to do two hellos right there. Okay.
Anyway, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. And
it's
like
one of those old school days today.
It is. It is Riot Wednesdays. And
oh my God, what do we? Why do you have glasses?
Oh,
why
that's
do I
not
see
mine.
Glasses? Oh, they're not yours.
Oh, maybe they left it.
Okay.
It was either Dre or Chris.
Okay. Well,
are they boy glasses?
I don't know. I don't know how to tell if they're boy glasses or not. I
yeah, those are boy glasses. Okay. Maybe it's Chris's because Dre doesn't wear glasses.
Right? I don't think so, at least.
Okay, so we've got a top 10 for you today, courtesy of Paul Jeffrey,
all
the way from Australia. He suggested we do the top 10 ways to complete the statement.
Ang top 10 ways to have fun down under?
No.
Okay. But, Australia.
The top 10 ways to complete the statement, ang ex ko parang...
Ah.
Okay.
So it's analogy day.
Analogy day. So, ang example ni binigay niya, ang ex ko parang oatmeal. Good for the heart, pero hindi masarap eh.
Ay.
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 That's a horrible thing to say.
I know.
But I'd rather be masarap pero not good for the heart.
Eh, di ba, yung, di ba may kawale. Version nun, di ba? Parang,
like parang,
ano yan? Para ang ex ko parang sisig, kunyari. Masarap, pero bad for the heart.
Oo, oh, yeah.
Ayun.
Parang crispy pata.
Well, siguro sa umpisa, that's good. Pero when you think about it...
No, but at least masarap ka.
Oh, sa bagay.
Diba?
I guess if you're looking short-term or long-term. Kasi short-term is maganda isa. Long-term is maganda isa.
Mas maganda nga ba yung isa sa long-term?
Feeling ko...
Hindi pa rin siya kasi, masarap. I mean...
Kasi kung
it's like living a
bad for the heart, how no, can that be good for long-term?
But it's like living a mediocre life.
Eh, pero parang worse yung isa.
I don't know. I think it's a matter of perspective.
Even if it's bad for the heart?
Because I think I would...
bad for the heart?
Kaysa naman somebody na hindi ko naman talaga like... Kumbaga parang... Because it's like asking... would you rather be with somebody who makes you happy? Like who makes you really, really, really happy. But, you know, at the same time can make you sad also. Or somebody who...
Doesn't make you happy, doesn't make you sad.
Yeah. I'd rather pick the one where, you know...
Mahirap yan.
Kahit masakit sa puso.
Eh, kasi yung make you happy, ikaw talaga kailangan...
What?
Physical.
Of course not. It's not... I wasn't even talking about physical.
Kasi masarap eh.
Masarap sa buhay.
Hindi. We all know what that means.
No, ako... It's not even... I wasn't even talking about the physical. Like, for real.
Kasi ako, I was talking about the physical.
I mean, no, not for real at all. I mean, not physical at all.
Ah, okay.
Because
okay.
I would...
I get it.
Because you know how there are some relationships that are destructive... But there's so much passion in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so
I
yun.
Get that.
And then
and
there are just...
On, Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or like...
That's my peg all.
Like Rihanna and Chris Brown.
Rihanna and Chris Brown. Which we will have our news on them.
And then, you know, there's also the... Voila, the love that you never really...
Went for.
That you don't remember.
Well,
because it's so... Blah.
Oh, sige, both nilang are bad for long term.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
But let's anyway. Agree to disagree.
I know, right? No, but how do you complete the statement? Ang ex ko parang, you make an analogy.
Exactly.
Diba? Make a metaphor.
Right.
And so if you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Just make sure you include #TheMorningRush and #AngExkoParang.
And while he was doing that, he was clicking on a tree branch.
It's a tree.
What is
it's
that?
A tree community. All these critters live in the tree. And they give you gel points, which
I swear to God, you get the girliest possible games.
Which is tree food. What's so girly
Ooh,
about that?
Tree food.
And there's a...
Hey, can we say good morning to Bella Padilla?
Oh my gosh, good
Hi,
morning.
Hi, Bella.
Good morning, Bella. And it's hey. So nice when you say good morning, Bella, because Bella means beautiful, and she is a beautiful girl.
Good morning, beautiful.
Diba? It's like saying, if you're in Italy, it's like saying good morning,
And she has
beautiful.
A new show, Love and Lies, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh no, bad combination.
No, because I saw an Instagram photo of her carrying a machine gun, like an M16.
Oh
I was like, wow.
Wow.
I know, right?
Love and lies. If you lie,
you
this
die.
Is what you get.
But anyway, hi,
Hello,
Bella. Hopefully you can pass by here again
one
of these days and you're not too busy.
And grace us with your...
With your Bella-ness.
With your great jokes.
Ay.
Ala Del.
Pwede, pwede pumunta ka dito kung wala si Del para hindi tayo masyado ma-overload.
Right? Okay, so there you go. Here we go. Let's just play some music. And then, of course, the first news bit that we will give you in a bit, it is about Rihanna and Chris Brown.
All right.
But for now, let's get back into the music. It's Riot Wednesday, only on Summer's Hottest, Monster Radio, RX93.1. Monster Radio, RX93.1. Time for the first news bit for today. And it's a juicy one. And we were just talking about those relationships that seem
so passionate,
so good and so bad at the same time.
Okay.
It's either really, really in love or really
away.
Each other.
Yeah.
Of course, we are talking about Rihanna and Chris Brown. And okay, all right.
Nothing?
No, I don't hear anything, not just myself, even the music. So,
oh, okay, that's weird.
Okay, I just hope. But am I on? Mm-hmm. I'm on, right? Okay. So, here we go. It sounds like on again, off again, couple Rihanna and Chris Brown are indeed off again. Oh, I have an idea.
What? Again?
Can you plug me in there? Anywhere. Whoa, I'm deaf. Okay, there you go. Thank you. All right, so like we said, it sounds like on-again, off-again couple Rihanna and Chris Brown are indeed off again. Amid reports that Brown and Rihanna have split, the We Found Love singer alluded things are complicated with her ex during her LA performance just Monday night at the Staples Center. Riri asked the sold-out crowd, how many people are in love? Then, the 25-year-old followed that up with a question by asking, how many people out there don't understand love? And then Rihanna continues, I'm in that group, the confused group. And then she goes, two words, what now? What the F now? This led into her ballad, What Now?, which the singer, who has never looked better by the way, belted out quite emotionally. Stars including Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, Kirsten Dunst, Christina Aguilera, and Kendall Jenner were among those famous faces who attended Rihanna's Diamonds World Tour, where fans could check out the Nude by Rihanna Mosaic campaign. As for Brown, some witnesses on Twitter say he was in the audience. However, sources confirmed to OMG that Brown, 23, and Rihanna have split again.
Oh, wow.
So it's really like on again, off again kind of thing.
Yeah. But
so,
well, I don't know.
But there are also rumors that they're about to get married. That they're at least planning
naman
part, to get
that, so that was just part of her like act.
Maybe.
Because she hasn't exactly said anything. Oh, you know yeah. what I mean?
But did you see her new look?
Because she could be part of the group that doesn't understand love.
But still planning.
But they're still in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you don't understand it because, man, this guy already like, you know, this guy beat me up. This guy humiliated me,
I'm
like
still
abused
here,
me,
yeah.
but I'm still here. So to a certain degree, I guess you don't understand love.
Exactly.
Right? And I think you're just about to drink my coffee.
Okay. But I did not.
Good.
Lest my lips touch the very portal
na naman
that
tayo. Nawala lang si Del. Kung ano-ano na nangyayari.
Okay, so.
And our lips touch together.
Diba? No, but it's just so. Again, it really does remind me of that whole Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee kind of thing.
Yeah.
Kasi diba parang, diba sila, they, ano ba yan? Weren't they the ones who got married?
Minus
like,
the
multiple,
videos.
Ay, hindi, si Kid Rock pala yan.
Kid Rock, yeah.
The one that they married like 3 times.
Yeah.
No, but still, right? So anyway, that's the first news bit for this hour. Next hour, we've got an interesting one. If it's true that Rihanna and Chris Brown have split up, Taylor Swift, on the other hand, is saying she has a feeling that she's going to be alone forever.
Shush!
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
Grabe.
I didn't mean for that to come out.
Grabe naman yung reaction na yun. But that's what she said in a recent interview. I'll tell you all about it later on. But for now, you are still on the Morning Rush with your Kike Barkada, only here on Summer's Hottest, Monster Radio RX93.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush.
Top 10. Mom's Radio, RX 93.1. You know, it's Riot Wednesday today. So I'm actually secretly
hoping that you'll find the song.
You'll be just play one song and I'm like, that's it. That's the one.
But no, no, guys.
I'm going to avoid 80s songs. Just so you can.
Just to torture me some more. All right, we've got the top 10 for today, courtesy of Paul Jeffrey. Thank you, Paul Jeffrey. We've got the top 10 ways to complete the statement. Ang ex ko, parang...
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start off with... let me see here. Okay. Rusher Jace.
Okay.
Ang ex ko, parang napkin. I mean, that kind of napkin.
Yeah.
Not the table napkin. Pag gamit na, hindi na pwede ulit gamitin. Hindi, pero diba?
But sabagay.
Just like a love, you don't go back to them. I'm like that. I'm not the kind na parang, it has never happened to me. I don't think it will ever happen to me that I'll have an ex na babalikan ko. Because when it's done, it's done.
I don't know. Kasi
I mean, I do know. Like Rihanna, diba? There are cases na parang ex mo na siya, pero
you're still drawn to
you're
them.
Still drawn to them, and then I get that it happens to other people.
Yeah.
Pero for Del and I, we've never really had that sort of thing.
Ew.
Yeah. Have you had a part two?
Yeah, I have.
I've had.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Had quite a bit, actually.
Oh. Okay. Kasi ako, I don't break up. I stick around for as long as I can.
Me rin naman, I don't break up and they break up with me.
So I really hang on for as long as I can to the point na mukha na akong tanga. Pero when I say no more, that's it.
Right.
I don't look back. Yeah.
Hi.
And OMGN says, ang ex ko parang password. Madaling palitan, pero mahirap kalimutan. Diba? Kaya mong palitan ng password mo, pero naaalala mo pa rin what your password is.
Right.
Yeah. And also, Camilo says, ang ex ko, parang si Mike Enriquez. Ayaw akong tantanan.
Diba? But there are some exes who are like that. Yeah.
They just wouldn't quit.
They just can't take a hint.
I am Dre54 says, ang ex ko parang langgam. Mas sweet ako, mas lumalapit sa akin. Kasi pwede naman yun eh, di ba? You don't have to be like...
You don't have to be cold.
A D-bag just because your ex is already.
That's true.
You can still be sweet.
But I don't know. I think to some degree, you are being a D-bag if you are sweet to your ex.
Oh, that is true.
Kasi...
That is true. Lalo na pag may bago na.
Yeah, and even if they're not really attracted to you anymore,
yeah,
you're still sort of letting someone on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. To a degree.
To a degree.
Yeah. Rusher J says, I love this one. Ang ex ko, parang football. Sipain ko man papalayo, hinahabol ko pa rin.
No.
Diba?
Right, because you're still...
Sipa palayo, pero
but you still chase
naman,
after it.
Tapos sipain mo na naman, tapos hahabulin mo na naman. Just like a football.
It's a vicious cycle.
Diba?
Tapos minsan and, maputik. Madumi siya.
Pero gusto mo
pa rin. Pero gusto mo pa rin.
Mas fun.
Minsan nababasa.
6:38 pa lang.
Pag umuulan.
Tama na.
Hindi, pag umuulan.
Oo nga. O anong kinalaman nun sa ex?
Hindi, wala lang. Minsan nababasa sila.
Oh.
What? We were talking about the soccer ball.
Kaya nga, as compared to an ex.
O anong kinalaman nung madumi?
Ha?
Anong kinalaman nung madumi?
Yung parang ano?
Because I was talking about the soccer ball.
Parang si Dirty D.
Ha?
Si
Danya? Parang si Dirty D.
Dinamay
mo po si
Dirty D. Nakita ko kasi kanina umaga. She was here.
Ah, okay.
So I saw her this morning. Just like Dirty D. Di ba? Dirty. Pero pwedeng ex. Okay. Yun.
Baka ano, pawisin. Pawisin yung ex.
Daniel, oh.
No, I wasn't talking about Daniel.
Alam ko yung talking about Daniel. Sabi mo, pawisin siya.
Labo.
And also, let's see here. Rusher J says, ang ex ko, parang gamot na matagal lang nasa bahay niyo. Expired na. Midnight Chris says, ang ex ko, parang suso. Suso.
Suso.
Snail.
Like the
snail.
Conus Gloria Maris.
Yes.
Yes.
Ang daming ginagapangan.
Ay. Pinaganda mo
may
pa
eh. Mga ganun.
Suso. Suso yung snail. Ang daming ginagapangan. Actually, that's true.
And Avria Chocolat says, ang ex ko parang BDO. We find ways. Diba? Chris Jill says, ang ex ko parang summer. Mm. Hot. Pero nakakairita.
Mm.
Diba? Yung to the point yeah. na sobrang
init. Sobrang
iirita ka na.
Oh. And then, tsaka, siguro kasi like, okay, like if you combine it to, like, compare it to a real person,
mm-hmm.
if they're too hot, they attract too much attention.
Too much attention.
And
dan mong kaagaw.
Oo, and you get annoyed. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Si Coengtor says, ang ex ko, parang Barbie. Maganda. Masarap paglaruan. Pero plastic.
Pero okay lang.
Okay lang.
Okay lang.
Camilo says, ang ex ko, parang adobo. Habang tumatagal, lalong sumasarap.
I never got
Isn't
that.
Isn't that annoying? Yung antagal mo, yung pinanag, break up na kayo. Tapos, uh-oh. When you see them, parang, oh my gosh, humat
they,
sila.
They keep getting prettier.
Diba?
Actually, that's true.
It's annoying yun. And then, Agent Mighty Bond says, ang ex ko, parang typhoon. She comes into my life, then leaves my heart in a state of calamity.
No! No! Binagyo yung buhay eh, no?
Oo. Rusher J says, ang ex ko, parang history. Hindi na binabalikan. Binabasa na lang. You know, kanyari,
you're old.
Love oh letters.
My God. You know what's, ano, what's trippy?
What?
Okay, on your phone.
Oh my gosh, I know this.
Scroll yeah. to the oldest I read message. Your tweet. It's so perfect for a Wednesday, actually, because it really does make you reminisce. I mean, not because, like, okay, you don't read, I mean, if you want to avoid it, don't read your messages from your ex or whatever, but just your general conversations with other people,
you'll see
what kind of a person you were.
Alam mo ba?
Like, exactly what kind of a person you were.
First time ever, I mean, first phone ko, when I switched phones, di ba nawawala na yung messages?
Yeah.
I mean, not like now you can transfer the messages.
Yeah.
Before, hindi, di ba?
Yeah.
I had such a hard time.
Why?
Kasi I didn't know how to save it somewhere, and at the time, wala pa talaga.
Right.
I had to get a friend na very high tech.
Yeah.
She found a parang what you call
an
this
app.
A software pa nga.
Yeah.
Tapos pinrint out ko na lang, nakapapel siya.
All your text messages.
All the text messages para nakasave.
Why would you save it?
Yun yung mga,
why would you save it?
Yun yung phone ko nung nagkakilala kami niya. So yung mga first ever mga
oh
text messages.
Oh my God.
Kasi like, naalala ko yung,
alam ba niya to?
Oh my gosh, should I say this?
Alam ba niya to?
Oo, hinatid ko na sa trabaho ko nung mag eh. Ano yung first movie namin. Actually, first date movie, di ba?
Yes, yes, yes.
Tapos biglang may nakuha akong text. Okay, who texted me? Siya. Tinext niya ako, magkasama kami in the movie.
Okay.
Ang text niya, I am so happy.
Napakalandi!
Nakakainis.
Ang landi ninyo pareho.
Siyempre.
Ang ladinin niya pareho.
Ay, nakakainis. Why did I share that?
Ay,
ako. Okay, and the entry.
Oy, pero alam mo, because of that, I'm sure maraming magtatry niyan.
Ang kilig kaya.
Di ba na parang magkasama kayo sa movie, tapos bigla kayo.
Nakakainis.
Anaklang.
Ay, nako.
Tipaklong.
And the entry.
Napakabagay nga kayo. Pareho
diba?
Kayong malandi.
Kimang ko ba? The entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement, ang ex ko parang, comes from Half-Baked Boy.
Half-Baked Boy says,
ang ex ko parang 24 oras at imbestigador. Nakatutok 24 oras at hinding-hindi ka tatantanan.
There really are exes that are
meron
like that.
Ganun, di ba?
Ano sila?
Tsaka nakatutok.
They're a little too inquisitive.
Yes. Tapos they're always checking your Facebook, your Twitter.
Yes.
Your, oh, good luck. All right, so there you go. That's exactly what we're looking for.
But before we go into that, can we just say hello and good morning to Cian Lim?
Good morning, Cian!
He actually has an entry.
Ah, talaga?
He goes, ang ex ko, ganda niya parang password. Siya lang nakakaalam.
Bad!
Bad
kasi yan.
Sino kaya yung ex niya?
Kawawa naman. But hey, what's up,
hey,
Sian?
Good
thanks
morning,
for tuning
Sian.
In. All right, so if you want to join us.
Yes, if you want to join us, the top 10 ways to complete the statement, ang ex ko, parang. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/.
Ang ganda na,
twitter.com/. No, slash RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag ang ex ko parang.
And don't forget, if you're going to use the toilet, flash.
Flash.
The morning rush. Chico.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush.
Part two. Chico, Delamar, Gino. The morning rush.
So I go, I ask Sian, sabi ko parang kawa naman yung ex mo. Apparently, it's just a joke daw.
Oh, naman. Ano lang yan? Una-entry sure? lang.
Una-entry lang. Anyway, here's another requested track. Blind Melon, No Rain on Riot Wednesday.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. We are looking. We are thanking Paul Jeffrey for this, and we are also checking out the top 10 ways to complete the statement. Ang ex ko parang.
All right, but before all of that, let's greet a couple of people who are tuned in. Let's say hello to Kevin Chen, who says it's my birthday today.
Hey, happy birthday!
2 months listening to you guys, and I've gone greener every day.
Oy, sobra.
Grabe naman to. Si Delian.
Si Delian talaga.
Si Delian may kasalanan.
Kasi siya yung nandito.
Let's also say hello to Cheno, who says hello and good morning to John Andrew Ponferrada, Andrew Pahe, and to his girlfriend, Kath Montano. Good morning. Joan Gia says hello to the little birthday girl today. A happy, happy birthday to Violet Eguia. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Jagger G saying hello to the entire Familia Batalla. I'm Jenny Batalla, Dan to ECDC. Oh yes, Mimi, Antonio Marcopio. Good morning. Dre Vance also just saying hello to the weird ones. Jagger G, Sataragi, Crypto Verbalist, Madison Camille, Ilat Villanueva. Good morning to you. Let's also say hello to Marco Paolo Dapilan and Mang Lenor Sunga. That's coming from Oh Yes Mimi. So good morning. Sweet Tooth 28 just saying happy, happy birthday to the mother. So happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Saying what's up as well to OMGN. And also let's say hello to Little Song. Happy birthday as well. That's coming from I Am Nutty Boy. So good morning to you. And one last, where was it? Chez Catron saying hello and good morning to Orbitz and Cheap Tickets TRG. Good morning.
And can we just take this opportunity? We have to do this regularly until the end of the month. We would just like to announce it's official. We will have our book signing in Singapore. We are so excited. So please, you know, people, you know, our listeners in Singapore, tell all your friends your...
We're going to be there on the 27th.
On the 27th, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Uh-huh.
1 to 7 p.m.
Yeah, 1 to 7 p.m.
At the O'Leary...
Sports Bar.
Sports Bar.
Yeah.
That's near the Singapore Flyer.
Right.
Oh my gosh. This is such a, like,
and
one for
travel.
The bucket list.
Yay!
And a book signing in Singapore. Unbelievable.
Right. So we'll see you guys there, hopefully.
We'll see you guys there. And we really wish all the... You know, RX,
people who are tuned in from Singapore.
From Singapore, we hope to see you there.
And you know, if you have a lot of extra money lying around, why not just go there na rin?
Exactly.
Oh, lipad ka na rin.
Actually, we're asking a lot of the Manila
Rushers
to join us as well. Hastara magano tayo mag Rushers Ibiza Universal Studios.
Yeah, tapos magano tayo inuman tayo sa ano?
Universal Studios.
Hindi, hindi sa Universal Studios.
Saan?
Let's party and go crazy.
Oh my gosh.
At the night of the book signing. Diba after the book signing.
Let's go.
Hey. Oh. No, seriously.
Yeah, no.
Let's go out. Mm-mm. As in, let's go out.
Ay, patay.
Why?
Lalandi ako.
Ay, patay.
You know what happens?
Hey. O tara, let's go out.
May balak.
Yeah.
Pag may alak, diba? Oh.
Tara!
Yeah, that will be fun.
Let's party Singapore style.
I know, right?
Okay.
All right, so the top 10 ways to complete the statement. Ang ex ko parang. Let's start off with Chrissy Gill. yung ex ko, parang yung nireview ko nung board exam. Nakalimutan ko na.
Yeah.
And also, a reassurance.
Good for you. Because a lot of people have a really hard time forgetting.
Oh, that is true.
Diba?
Ako,
and I don't think you can completely forget.
Oh, not naman forget. Pero yung out of mind. Diba,
really?
Obviously.
Really?
Yeah. Talaga? For exes? For me, yes. Out of mind. Out of sight. Out of mind.
Okay.
And let's see here. Also, Camilo says, ang ex ko parang ibon. Speaking of...
Now, speaking of ibon, may ibon tayo sa background.
Ang ex ko parang ibon. Ang hilig manlimlim ng itlog.
What's manlimlim?
Yung upuan. Yung to incubate.
Ah, okay.
To incubate.
Mahilig. Bakit?
Ha?
Bakit?
Yung parang napaka-lazy. Nakaupo lang siya. Nakaparang nalilimlan ng itlog. Yung parang ano kung ginagawa mo dyan? Tumayo ka nga dyan. Parang inahin. Nakaupo lang.
Masterfully done.
Thank you. Thank you. And also, I am Roda Frog.
That's from Ragnarok.
Really?
A Roda Frog.
Roda Frog.
It's a creature.
I am Roda Frog. Ang ex ko parang panaginip. Minsan ang hirap ng maalala. Di ba some dreams niyan? Yeah. Like it's so
you want to remember
the feeling
it.
Is so vivid.
Yeah.
But you can't remember the details. Yeah. Tapos yung alam mo yung parang alam mo yung you're looking straight. Tapos put something mga 45 degrees from where you're looking looking at. You can see it but not quite.
But not quite.
Ganun, I get that all the time.
You know how with some exes, the feeling is really vivid, like you said. Like it's still there.
Uh-oh.
But you forget the details. But sometimes once you do remember the details,
it floods in.
That's when you start to realize it wasn't that great after all.
Ah, really? And ako parang it's such a relief. Like now lang, basta I remember I had a dream about something about the ocean.
Yeah.
It's clear to me that it was about the ocean, but I don't remember the dream itself.
For dreams, it's good, but like for exes. Because parang you know how sometimes you're so overwhelmed by the emotion na parang oh I miss her or I loved her so much blah 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 and then you start to realize na parang when you think about the details it's like she was so mean or
and also let's see here Avria Chocolat says ang ex ko parang US visa lagi akong denied. I like
denied,
that.
Ano,
whatever. Denied entry into the heart.
Into their hearts. Oh, denied diba? Entry into their hearts. So, ulit-ulit ka. Subok ka ng subok.
Subok.
Subok ka ng subok. That's what I said.
Camila says, ang ex ko parang sugat. Nag-iwan ng marka.
There's diba? A scar.
There's always a scar. And also, OMG yan. Ang ex ko parang school. Ayoko ng school.
Yan lang. Simple ang ex ko parang school.
Ayoko ng school.
Ayoko ng school.
Ayoko okay, and what? Sige!
Hindi kasi di ba pumapasok ka sa school?
Oh.
So ayaw mong pasukan. Yung
exactly.
puso niya. Ayaw mong pasukan. Yung ex mo.
Pero you don't wanna enter their lives.
Exactly.
Diba?
You don't wanna enter their hearts.
Fear of influence.
Their minds. You don't want to enter.
No, not at all.
Parang and, ayaw mong pumasok.
Ayaw mo talaga. Ayaw mo siyang pasukan yung
school. Oo.
And let's see. And the top. Mm. Way to complete the statement. Ang ex ko parang... Wait.
Ang ex ko parang si Chico.
Wait.
Makalimutin.
Hindi. Hindi ako malakalimutin. Wala lang akong ano.
Yan. Sige, dragon bail pa.
Hindi ako nagda-dragon bail.
Three friend, whatever. Three
what?
Creature.
Three
creature.
Oh, nga eh. Okay. And the top. Way to complete the statement. Ang ex ko parang comes from Cinco Wengtor.
Cinco Wengtor says.
Ang ex ko parang si Lady Gaga. Minus the lady.
Tamang gaga lang.
Diba? Ay, kawawang mga ex. Bugbog kayo ngayon. All right, so
but let's face it, at one point we were all exes to somebody.
Siyempre,
no, diba? Chances are.
Well, except yung mga
never pa nagkaano.
NSB,
no boyfriend since birth.
NBSB.
NBSB or no girlfriend
NGSB,
since birth.
So if you want to join us, the top 10 ways to complete the statement, ang ex ko parang, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag ang ex ko parang. Ponce Radio, RX93.1. Time for the second news bit for today. Taylor Swift has finally admitted it. She has no idea what she's doing romantically. The 23-year-old star explained in Wonderland's magazine's Outspoken issue, "Relationships are like traffic lights, and I just have this theory that I can only exist in a relationship if it's a green light. I've kind of realized that I have no idea where I'm going to be next year or in 6 months or in 2 months. I mean, I know where I'll be on tour in 2 months, but no idea where I'm going to be mentally, emotionally, dreams, goals, wishes, hopes." So according to her, she has no idea if she's even going to get married or be single forever or have a family or just be on her own.
I can guide her naman eh.
Really, huh? And she says for all she knows, she could be like, be painting in a cottage by the ocean by herself. That's not such a bad life. I mean, seriously, if I'm going to be like, if I'm going to live alone for the rest of my life, I wouldn't mind painting in a cottage by the sea.
Marunong ka ba mag-paint?
Hindi nga. I'm just saying.
Hindi, well, di po pwede sa'yo yun.
I can. Who said you have to be a good painter?
What are you gonna do? What are you
hindi,
gonna,
wala lang. I mean,
what are you gonna do for money?
Like as a hobby.
How are you gonna feed yourself? Will you hunt?
Well, I've been known to be predator every now and then.
Well, may pagka-cougar nga naman.
Hoy! Well, that is true. No, but that's the thing. Swift, whose famous exes include Jake Gyllenhaal, John Mayer, Joe Jonas, and Taylor Lautner.
What a lineup, no?
I know, right? Certainly is no stranger to heartbreak, according to her. It's very complex. You're never feeling just sad. Maybe you wake up and you feel sad, then you get angry. Then you're like, I'm fine. Then you feel confident. Then you start doubting yourself. Then you're insecure. Then there's jealousy. Then you're back to sad. Then you're okay again.
But it actually makes sense.
That actually makes so much sense. For once, there's like a lot of depth that you sense in Taylor Swift. Because usually it's just she's just being bitchy.
Yeah.
But this time around, it's like, wow, okay.
But what will she write about?
I know. This could be a good song.
Actually, that's true.
You're not just sad. She could make a song like how you go from sad to angry to frustrated to this to and then back to sad. Right?
Taylor Swift, Taylor, complex character you.
Ay nako, if you're just listening to us, you have an idea na for your next number one song.
Ay nako, Taylor Swift, if you're just listening to us, come here. Go to the station. We'll take care of it.
Oh nga. Alam mo namang we love you, Taylor Lautner.
Fine, you can take Lautner, I'll take Swift.
Basta Taylor. Okay, so that's it. That's the news bit for today. I mean, for this hour. Next hour, we got news on Rachel Adams, who actually talked about...
Rachel Adams go.
No. Rachel Adams, who actually admitted that the one time she smoked marijuana to cure her insomnia, she ended up hearing opera in her head for 5 hours. We'll give you details on that later. But for now, you are still listening to Riot Wednesday with the Morning Rush crew, only here on Summer's Hottest, Monster Radio, RX93.1.
Riot.
Rewind.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Chino.
The Morning Rush.
Part 3.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
You know those moments where you feel like you have everything, you know, yeah, under wraps already. Tapos parang steady ka na.
Diba?
Tapos bigla when it happens, you completely forget everything that you're supposed to do.
Okay. Right. So we've got our top 10 for today. Courtesy of Paul Jeffrey. Thank you, Paul Jeffrey. We've got the top 10 ways to complete the statement. Ang ex ko, parang... Okay, here we go. Let's start off with... let's see here. Coming from si Kuwentor. Ang ex ko, parang lamok. Sip-sip ng sip-sip. Nagdadala ng sakit. At sarap patayin.
Wow. Grabe naman.
Wow. And also...
How harsh.
Camilo says, ang ex ko, parang buwis. Taxes,
yeah.
Lakas makaubos ng sweldo. Meron ganun.
Meron talaga.
Meron ganun.
And it's not like... It doesn't necessarily mean that they're gold diggers or that they're...
Not necessarily.
Pero, kasi parang what if they're just the type na parang, oh, let's go out to eat. Yeah. Let's ano. You know what I mean?
At saka ano lang, minsan high maintenance.
Yeah.
Yung not necessarily gold digger, pero, you know, they just like the finer things in life.
That's true.
For any boy, Kuya Maui says, ang ex ko parang durian. Mm. Sobrang baho, pero sobrang sarap.
Ew!
Okay.
I don't know why, but that just seems so...
Kasi diba, malay mo, they're not very hygienic.
Ano kasi what you're pertaining to?
What?
Armpits. Kasi may putok. May putok, diba?
That's gross, diba?
Siyempre, sobrang hassle doon,
diba? That's gross. Oo nga naman.
Masarap siya magmahal, pero baho niya.
Baho.
Ay, naku.
Richard Ferrero says, ang ex ko, parang si Edward Cullen. Mm. Ang kapal ng foundation.
Alam na. But there really are some guys who wear foundation.
Yeah. You would be surprised.
Yeah.
And the Chunky Buyoy says, ang ex ko, parang bubblegum. Sa una lang sweet, tapos nawawala na ang tamis, kaya ang sarap ng itapon.
Mm.
Yikes.
That's sad.
Kasi yeah. You start out sweet and then
you just,
it peters out.
Yeah.
Parang ho.
But I guess baka naman kasi yung expectations mo rin.
Well,
no, because I mean obviously you won't be able to keep up the same level of
sweetness.
Yeah.
I know, pero...
From day one?
Pero ang sad lang when it goes away. Kasi, yeah. I don't know. Adonis Mabangis says, ang ex ko
sweet
parang...
Sweet pa rin ba? Sweet pa rin.
Siyempre! Yeah. Diba? So,
as sweet ba as yung mga magkasama kayo sa movie, tapos magte-text, kahit magkasama
kayo.
Sweet
pa rin. I mean, maybe not in the same way. Siyempre, it evolves eh.
Yeah, yun nga eh.
Pero it's still sweet.
Baka kasi you're used to the old kind of sweet.
Diba? Yeah. Parang Adonis Mabangis says, ang ex ko parang fart.
Mm.
Panandalian na nga, mabantot pa.
Ew.
Camilo says, ang ex ko parang basketball player. Galing mag-rebound. May mga ganun.
Right after the relationship, meron na agad.
Meron na agad.
Meron talaga.
Adonis Mabangis says, ang ex ko parang black hole. She sucked the life out of me. Kasi naman eh.
No, I'm crying.
Stop reacting.
I'm crying nga eh. Kasi parang it's so painful.
Grabe ka kasi mag-react eh.
It's so painful.
Nakakasar eh.
It's so painful kasi to know that, you know, your life was sucked out of you.
Lying kasi, that's why.
I can't take it. Ang ano, parang nakapanghina.
Talagang nakapanghina.
Nakapanghina talaga eh, parang.
Midnight Priest says, ang ex ko, parang Yamashita treasure. Hindi ko na siya mahanap.
Mm. Yeah.
That's weird, no? If you can't find... I remember once, I was trying to locate a grade school classmate.
Yeah.
And, oh my gosh, it was impossible. I couldn't find him.
Yeah.
And I tried like Facebook, Twitter, Google.
Yeah.
It's possible pala. I thought you could locate anybody.
No.
On the internet.
If they don't have like Facebook.
And I tried it. Ako nyari pangalan niya, Gino Killiamore. Like, Gino Killiamore email, Gino Killiamore
no,
address,
okay,
Gino
like,
Killiamore job. I couldn't find him. And I was like, what? How the hell am I supposed to find a classmate I had in grade 3?
No, because if they don't have like Facebook or Twitter, then obviously that you will be able to search for them.
Yeah.
Emails don't come out on Google.
So how do you find somebody through the internet? How come in the movies but it's so easy to look for somebody?
Well, only if they're
records.
Only if they have social networks.
There must be some records. Because kahit kunyari hindi, ano, I was just thinking kasi.
Because why would you want to be found?
No,
like you have
I
the
mean,
option
like,
not to not be in the directory.
No, let's say for instance, I don't know, like kahit man lang where you work. Or, I don't know. Not the man address or anything or phone number. Pero there must be a way to get in touch with you if somebody's
looking
for you.
And lalo na if they have a common name. Mahirap yan eh.
Yeah. I mean, short of I found people na... Kasi medyo kakaiba yung name niya. Parang short of ano, baka anak na niya yun or something or kamag-anak. It's like, kilala nyo ba si blank?
Yeah.
I need to get in touch with him ASAP. So, it was so hard. And I always thought it was easy. Hmm. I really thought. And,
Baka yung keywords mo rin mali.
No, their name. And then let's say job or...
Like Pablo.
What?
No, Pablo's employment.
Parang ganun.
Oo nga.
You try different keywords and not just
I
job.
I had tried all these keywords. Two keys, in fact. Yeah, I tried a double keyword and, you know, it nothing pa rin eh.
Nothing well, that's okay. Yeah, well, diba? Yeah, let's leave it be na lang.
Exactly. Also, the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10... ways to complete the statement, ang ex ko parang comes from OMGN.
OMGN says,
ang ex ko parang babaeng may nasa time of the month.
Okay.
The time of the month.
Why?
Tapos ako naman yung what you use during the time of the month.
Time pa?
Yeah, no. Doesn't matter what.
Okay.
Iniwan niya akong duguan. And one more.
It's actually not a bad entry, it's just so graphic.
Yeah. And one more from 4 Renny Boy.
Okay, 4 Renny Boy says.
It has nothing to do with the relationship. Or it's just a description of the ex.
No.
4 Renny Boy says, ang ex ko, parang fountain pen.
Mm.
Madalas nagtatay. Yo! Okay, there you go. The top 10 ways to complete the statement. Ang ex ko parang blank. Okay, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag ang ex ko parang blank.
Chico, Delamar, Chico. The morning rush.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today, courtesy of Paul Jeffrey. Thank you, Paul Jeffrey, all the way from Australia. The Top 10 ways to complete the statement, ang ex ko parang... Okay, so let's start off with Don Camote. And actually, there was one more from Midnight Crease. Right. Let's start off with Don Camote's entry. Ang ex ko parang fuchsia. Mahirap ispelengin. Sige nga, spell fuchsia. F-E.
F-E. F-E-U.
Letter F-E. Mali.
Doon palang wala na agad eh.
Mali na. Sige, spell fuchsia.
Isn't it F-U-S-C-H-I-A?
Mali.
Or is it F-U-S-I-A?
Mali.
Oh, what is it?
Sige pa. Fuchsia.
F-E-W-S-H-A.
No. F-U-C-H-S-I-A.
F-U-C-H.
Parang fuchsia.
Oh, it's baliktad. Because I spelled it earlier, F-U-S-C-H-I-A. But
yeah.
But it's supposed to be F-U-C-H-S. Oh, wait, F-U-C-H-S-I-A. So, fuch.
Sha.
Ay, parang...
Ay, parang fuchsia.
Parang ano, parang fuchsia.
Fuchsia. Buti na lang wala siyang anak.
Bakit?
Wala naman. Hindi ko alam. Also, Don Camote says, ang ex ko... Ay, wait. The other one pala. The other one. From Midnight Crease. Ang ex ko parang Czechoslovakia at Schwarzenegger. Ang hirap ispelling.
Right.
Spell.
But Schwarzenegger, S-C-H-W-A-R-Z, Schwarz, E-N-E-G-G-E-R.
Huh? That's good. Schwarz means black. Diba? Sabi ni Del.
So, black...
Next, we've got...
Wait, no, seriously. If Schwarz means
I
black...
I don't know.
So it's
I'm
black
not German.
And...
I'm not German.
Schwarzenegger.
I diba? Don't know nga.
Okay. What was the other one?
For Czechoslovakia.
C-Z-E.
Don't spell it kasi dinilit ko na so hindi ko alam.
C-Z-E-C-H-O-L. Oh, wait. Czech. C-Z-E-C-H...
O...
O...
S...
Slovakia.
Okay.
Yung Vakia kaya. Yung Vakia madali lang siya.
For Renny Boy says, ang ex ko parang boomerang. Itinapon ko ng papalayo. Kusa namang bumabalik. Nak!
Tapos minsan binabatukan ka pa.
tinatamaan ka pa sa ulo. Camilo says, ang ex ko parang sampal ni Sherry Hill. Grabe mag-iwan ng marka.
Scarred for life.
Mm-hmm.
Pero memorable.
That's diba? True. Hindi mo makakalimutan yun. That guy marked X says, ang ex ko parang motorsiklo. May nakasakay na sa likod, meron pang nakasakay sa sidecar.
Wow.
Bad yun.
Para siyang ano?
Yung maraming nakikita.
Alam mo yung mga free tricycles?
What's that?
There's a free parang e-tricycle thing that goes around. Yeah. I think.
Maybe? Like an EJ.
Why would it be free?
Wala. It's government owned.
Ah, okay. It like takes you wherever you want?
Like the e-jeepneys, the e-tricycles and whatever. Not wherever you want. There's like a certain route.
Buti na, di ba may e-jeepney, may e- ano pa yan? Sabi mo? Tricycle. E-tricycle. Paano kunyari merong ano, yung pakuluan ng tubig na na e din?
E-pot.
E-pot. Kadire, no? May e-pot.
Paano kung merong ano, parang merong... What does the E stand for anyway?
Electronic?
Is it? Electronic.
Diba electronic?
Yeah, electronic jeep, electronic tricycle.
Parang E.
O paano kung merong electronic type ng paglalakad?
Iwo.
Sorry.
Meron Star nga diba E-libing tsaka E...
What's an E-libing?
E-libing. Pwede ka makipaglibing na naka-webcam.
What?
Totoo!
Ah, so for the people abroad?
Totoo! Hindi.
So naka-Skype?
Tsaka ilamay. Meron talaga. I'm not joking. It's true.
Ilamay.
Meron talaga. Ilamay.
Ilamay.
So, nandun yung patay, tapos puro camera, tapos pwede ka mag-log on.
Seryoso? Oh! Tapos pwede ka manood?
Tapos meron kang kape tsaka biskuit dun sa kung nasa kamay.
Sa kung nasa kamay. Tapos nagbabaraha ka.
Nagmamadjong kayo. At least ano ka sa lamay. Tapos pag lilibing na, may webcam din. Puro webcam.
Grabe, no?
Para ka nakikipag-chat sa
patay. The wonders of technology.
It's true. OMGN says, ang ex ko parang si Mahal. Dak-dak, hindi mo naman maintindihan. Diba? Hindi, diba, lahat ng video sa YouTube ni Mahal may subtitle.
It's kind of
it's like
hard
a language.
To understand. Yeah.
For Renny Boy says, ang ex ko parang ATM. Minsan na nga lang mag-deposit, puro withdrawal pa. Hindi eh, yung example na ubus yung pera, di ba? Kasi hindi nagde-deposit, withdraw naman ng withdraw,
oh,
di ba?
Oh. Parang naubos yung pera mo, hassle, di ba?
Bitin ka eh, di ba? Oh. Hindi kasi parang bitin ka sa budget. Bitin na bitin yung budget mo.
Ay, nako.
Adonis Mabangis says,
delikado yan, delikado yung ginagawa mo.
Ang ex ko, parang si Jollibee. Hmm. Malaki rin ang puwet. Okay.
Ay, nabaw.
Don Camote says, ang ex ko parang Alfred Hitchcock film.
Okay.
Psycho.
Right.
Katakot yung mga
nakatakot ganun. Nakatakot. But there really are, ano eh. I mean, may not naman
talaga
to the point that they're gonna kill you or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're
hindi
like,
naman ganun.
I mean, they're just innately crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Madmat Mark says, parang dami, parang may pinaghuhugutan. Madmat Mark says, ang ex ko parang asawa ni Marie. Hmm. Araw-gabi, walang panty. Okay.
Pero teka lang, asawa ni Marie?
Hindi, kasi mali.
How does the
kasi mali eh. Kasi ginawa niya, it's wrong placement ng qualifier.
Eh. Dapat ano,
so
diba, diba
dapat ang asawa ni Marie na araw-gabi walang panty. Si Marie yung araw-gabi walang panty. Yung asawa niya, syempre walang panty.
Kasi lalaki siya.
Pero nagkulang sila ng, kasi sa sobra sa cadence nung...
Mm. Gets.
Okay. And the top, way to complete the statement, ang ex ko parang comes from Juan Lerena Palma.
Juan Lerena Palma says,
ang ex ko parang si Neville ng Harry Potter.
Neville Longbottom?
Oo. Si Neville ng Harry Potter. Long pero bottom.
Bakit?
Ha?
Bakit?
Ha?
Can you explain
parang
it?
Parang ano siya, parang yung laging bottom siya dun sa grades. Mm-hmm. Yung iba, ang taas-taas ng grades.
So, ano yung nagpaka-long dun?
Ang tagal niya mag-take ng exam. Ah. Tapos, bottom pa siya dun sa mga ano, kamote siya.
Okay.
Di ba?
Okay.
So, kawawa naman. Di ba? Hindi pala masyadong smart yung ex niya.
He's never the top.
He's never the top. That's something very similar from 4 Rene Boy. Ang ex ko, parang top 10 ng The Morning Rush.
Mm.
Minsan, top ako. Minsan, bottom. So, hindi, di ba? Parang gulong ng palad. Diba? Minsan nasa
versatile yung buhay niya.
Kung yung sabi nun, ha?
Versatile yung buhay niya. Minsan nasa taas, minsan nasa baba.
It's true, di ba? Minsan di ka makapasok. Sa top 10, di ba? So talagang, that's why. Ang hirap talaga niya.
Minsan napili ka na, tapos tinatanggal.
Tinanggal ka pa, di ba? Yun na nga. The top 10 ways to complete the statement. Ang ex ko, parang...
Ay,
just key in RX. Space your entries and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag ang ex ko, parang...
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
Moss Radio RX 93.1, and here we go. Time for the third news bit for today. Rachel McAdams smoked marijuana in a bid to cure her insomnia and ended up hearing opera in her head for 5 hours.
so weird.
The vow actress took the illicit drug in a bid to beat her insomnia upon the advice of her greengrocer. Speaking on Jimmy Kimmel Live, she said, "Well, he told me, I've got something for you." So he takes me to the back and he pulls out this little bottle with no label, and it's full of this dark green substance, and it's marijuana. I was like, "Oh, no, 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 no. I want to sleep. I don't want to get a high." So I take the tiniest little teaspoon, brush my teeth. By the time I'm getting into bed, I'm like, "My brain, what's happening?" I wasn't thinking normal thoughts. I was hallucinating. I was lying there cursing him. And then I started to hear opera for 5 hours. This guy singing opera for 5 hours. I was going crazy. Now, the 34-year-old star who split from actor Michael Sheen in February claims she was so furious, she went back to speak to her local shop owner to question his methods. And according to her, he said, "Oh, it didn't put you to sleep?" And I told him, "You're a stoner."
No. But that's so weird. Is it even a hallucinogen?
Well, I don't know about hallucinogen, but maybe. I would think, because it hits people differently. Some people just start laughing. Some people start crying.
And so, wait, so she,
I guess it
so she didn't
up.
Smoke it? She did something else?
Oh, maybe she did.
She said
I don't
she
know.
Took a teaspoon?
But she said, oh, nga, no?
Right? So it might have been something else.
No, maybe she ate it. Can you eat it?
I don't know. I'm not sure. You know me naman.
It says I take the tiniest little teaspoon.
See?
Baka nga you're supposed to eat it.
Because from the movies that I see, you're supposed to smoke it.
I don't know.
I see Snoop Dogg doing it, so...
I don't know. Well, maybe because they also put it sa brownie,
and
so I guess
you
can eat it.
Don't you find it weird that they're so liberal with the use of marijuana in the States? I mean, at least they're so open about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, not open, but yeah.
They are. I mean,
compared to us.
Compared to us. Like, yeah. I mean...
No, because, like, kunyari, when Justin Bieber was photographed,
yeah,
or Miley Cyrus, they would deny. They would say, no, it wasn't marijuana. So,
right,
obviously, they're still
but then
not
again,
as
once
open.
It's done, Justin Timberlake would always, like, you know, he would say that, okay, I did smoke marijuana. And yeah, then Snoop Dogg announces it every
Tuesday.
That's
different naman. Snoop Dogg is different. But
he tweets about it.
But let's say for the others, diba, it's always, I did.
Yeah.
Like in past
tense. So it's in the past tense.
So, you know, there still is that stigma. And it is still illegal in the U.S. But,
right.
And
everybody just has this excuse, like, oh, I got glaucoma.
And
something.
Remember, use is illegal. Dealing with it, the difference between use and dealing is the amount,
yeah,
that you are caught with.
Right.
So if you're caught with a little amount, then you're...
And I think
drug
that applies
use.
To most drugs.
Yes.
That if, because if you only have like a little amount, they
assume that you're using.
They arrest
it.
You for use.
Yeah.
Not for dealing.
Because
and dealing is obviously like
it
a bigger
reaches
crime.
A certain amount where it's like you can't consume all of this, so you must be a drug dealer.
Right.
So obviously the penalty will be larger.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. That's our news bit for today. Just tune in for more next hour. And so we are here for Riot Wednesday. Of course, the Kikay Barkada. Only here on Summer's Hottest Mox Radio, RX 93.1.
And just because of that.
Yeah, some Snoop Dogg.
Let's
do some Snoop Dogg.
I feel like we need to play a little bit of Snoop Dogg. Yeah. Let's say this one. Go for it.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush. Part 4.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Mons Radio, RX 93.1. Here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. Thank you to Paul Jeffrey for suggesting this. The top 10 ways to complete the statement. Ang ex ko parang okay, let's start off with Midnight Crease. Ang ex ko parang manananggal. Nagtatanggal ng lakas, lalo na pag gabi.
Ay. Bakit?
Ha?
Why?
Yung parang mahilig siya mag-jogging, mahilig siya mag, ano,
night
paggabi.
Person siya.
Night exercise.
So, parating gumigimik paggabi.
Oo.
Okay.
Call Me Jap says, ang ex ko parang taxi driver, hindi marunong magsukli.
Nox. Nang pag-ibig.
Oo, ng pag-ibig. Sorry. Lock on Strata says, ang ex ko parang China, lahat inaangkin. Camilo says,
parating panalo.
Oo, siya laging tama, siya laging panalo. Camilo says, ang ex ko parang guardhouse. Tinatambayan mo, pero hindi mo tinitirhan.
That's kind of sad.
That's sad. Di ba
sa bagay, that's why they're your ex.
Oh, well,
na
sa
parang,
bagay.
I don't know, but I know of a couple of people who would actually get into a relationship knowing that they're not, nothing's gonna come out of it.
Tsaka
you know what I mean?
Tsaka yun ang difference ng tahanan tsaka tirahan. Kasi, hindi, tirahan, parang doon ka lang nakatira. Pero yung tahanan,
it's a home.
That's where you live.
Tirahan, ano, tahanan is a house. Oh wait, tirahan is a house. Tahanan is a home.
Mm-mm. And also, Fat Kid Inside says, ang ex ko parang si Rihanna at kanta ni Gary V. Di na natuto.
Nux.
Di ba pareho silang
sa nasama talaga si Rihanna.
Oo, di ba?
Oh, sabagay, because she's still with Chris Brown. Or, you know.
Supposedly. For Renny Boy says, ang ex ko parang adobong maalat. Daming toyo.
Tamang baliw lang.
Do people use that pa ba? Na,
I don't know. I don't think...
may toyo yan. Parang, huwag mo i-date yan, may
toyo
yan.
Saka nobody uses kulang-kulang anymore, no?
Yeah.
Parang, di ba? Parang kulang-kulang yan.
Mm-hmm. And Camilo says, ang ex ko, parang boobs niya. Plastic.
That's the worst thing you can say.
Adonis Mabangis says, ang ex ko parang Boracay. Welcome lahat ng turista. Ang bad! Ang bad nyo, eh. Grabe. Malditang Divine says, ang ex ko parang bagong daan. Hindi ko alam kung may patutunguan.
Right.
Next.
Sinusundan mo lang, pero you don't know where it's going to.
Diba, if it's a road that you've never been on, yeah. Di mo alam parang, where is this going? Where is this leading?
Exactly, but you're still on it and you just keep going forward.
Dwayne B. says, yung ex ko parang charger. Ang hilig sumaksak kung saan-saan. Diba, yung kung saan.
Bakit?
Ha? Yung parang kailangan niya laging mag-recharge. So kung saan-saan siya nag-recharge. Magastos, magbabakasyon siya sa
truck. Spa.
Ganyan. Magbobohol, magbaburakay.
Makatawid lang.
Pupuntang Dakak.
Mm-hmm. Kasi masaya sa Dakak eh.
Masaya dun.
Dakak is fun.
Oh yes.
Hindi. That was said with too
beach
much
kasi
enthusiasm.
Yun eh. Of course, masarap right. Sa beach. Diba?
Diba?
And also, Camilo says, ang ex ko, parang dahon ng gabi na may nakapatong na higad na may bungang araw.
Makate. Wait, ang dahon ba ng gabi, Makate?
Yes.
Oh, it's yes. Bungang araw?
Prickly heat.
Oh,
yung
okay.
Pag lagi ka nasa sun, tapos yeah. Mayroon akong parang butlig-butlig na.
That's ano, diba? Fisan?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Sorry, gamit ko snake brand.
What?
Yeah.
What's a snake brand?
Ang sarap niya, ang lamig.
Talaga?
Mm-mm. Snake
parang
brand.
I've only heard of Fisan.
No, there's snake what's, brand.
What snake?
I think pang social yung snake
brand. Oh, whatever. Judgmental. Whatever.
Kasi I bought it in like the abroad.
Where you lived?
I live in abroad eh. Sa city. Saan ka sa abroad? Saan ka sa abroad? Sa bayan.
Sa may bayan. Sa may bayan ng friends.
Doon lang naman. Chenong says, ang ex ko parang si Dory. Ang bilis makalimot.
Nux.
Jeno said, ang ex ko parang tax collector. Pera lang ang habol. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 answers to the question, ang ex ko parang, comes from Mad Mutt Mark.
Mad Mutt Mark says,
ang ex ko parang Ilog Pasig kapag summer. Pag tagtuyo, mababaw na, madumi pa. Ang sama! Okay. Diba? Alright. So, the top 10 ways to complete the statement, ang ex ko parang, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag ang ex ko parang.
The morning rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today, courtesy of Paul Jeffrey. The Top 10 ways to complete the statement, ang ex ko parang blank. Let's start off with Jay Ryan. Ang ex ko parang patatas. Maputi nga, malibag naman.
Nakadiri yung dito.
Hindi, di ba yung patatas maputi? Pero
maraming, malibag ba ang patatas?
Hindi,
yung para maraming
soil, malupa.
Malupa.
Oo. Di ba? Let's see here.
Ay, naku.
Dime Girl says, ang ex ko parang siling labuyo. Mm. Maliit lang, pero matindi ang init. Nox.
Parang ano, parang like a spicy Mexican lover. You know what I mean?
Diba? Kailangan Mexican. Pwede naman.
Pwede may Spanish. But diba? Usually kasi parang the first thing you think of when you're thinking like parang Latino. Eh. Diba? Yeah, you know what diba? I mean? Like a parang, yeah.
Malioth says, ang ex ko parang buto. Yung seed, masarap ibaon sa lupa. Gusto niya ilibing. Mrs. Bond says, ang ex ko parang unggoy sa Temple Run. Takbo ako ng takbo, habol naman ang habol.
Nox!
Cristiano Reynaldo says,
mukha rin ba siyang unggoy?
Mukha rin siyang unggoy. Nagkataon rin.
Mukha rin unggoy.
Cristiano Reynaldo says, ang ex ko parang baka. Ginatasan ko lang siya.
Wow!
Hindi, diba? Shivano says, ang ex ko parang silang vending machine. Kukunin ang pera mo, pero wala kang makukuha in return.
Ay. Nice. Hindi siya parang vending machine.
Sirang vending machine.
Sirang vending machine. Sirang. Akala ko parang vending machine.
Stealth Hiroshi says, ang ex ko parang barnacle. Yung maitim at makapal na libag sa batok.
Yeah.
Yun ang tawag doon, barnacle.
But you know, growing up, people were so conscious about that, at least in an all-boys school. Yeah. Now, whenever we would be walking under the sun, lahat kami nakataas yung collar.
Yung collar.
Parang kasi parang that's the one thing na parang ayaw mong umitim.
Oo nga.
Kasi marami kami nakikita talaga na ganun eh. And minsan parang you don't know if it's just...
Pero kung maitim lang, hindi pa barnacle yun. It's the libag din eh that makes it...
Yun na nga eh. Parang you have to define whether it's just libag.
Yung parang kwintas ng libag.
Oo. Yung parang diba? Nandun na. Yung innate
pwede
na
mong,
nandun.
Pwede mong tanggalin ng ganun buo na. So, yuck.
Barnacle is what, ano diba? Barnacle.
Like a barnacle.
It's what's attached to like boat.
Yeah. What is it? Mga pier. It's a shellfish.
Oh, okay.
Parang clam.
So it's alive.
It's alive.
Yeah, yeah.
So ang ex ko parang barnacle. Ang lakas kumapit, masyadong clingy.
Parang ang lutong ng barnacle.
Barnacle. And Custer Winston says, ang ex ko parang jeep. Pwede kahit sampu.
What does that mean, huh?
Huh?
What does that mean?
Kahit sampung trabaho, kaya niyang gawin.
Sobrang hardworking.
Sobrang hardworking. Cristiano Reynaldo.
Pumapasada.
Oo. Cristiano Reynaldo says, ang ex ko parang munggo. Tuwing Biyernes ko lang kinakain. Hindi!
Why? What's that supposed to mean?
Parang once a week lang sila nagde-date. Once a week lang sila pero, nagde-date.
Pero diba dapat
every Friday
tuwing Biyernes lang kaming kumakain dapat yun eh.
Oo nga. Hindi parang diba doon ko lang siya na-experience every Friday. Diba just like munggo. Ay nako. Sobra ka.
We are responsible broadcasters.
We are. Madmat Mark says,
hindi ka pwede masuspend. Kasi wala rin ako bukas.
Hello, once a week date, that's what it means.
Uh-huh.
Madmat Mark says, ang ex ko parang Tubata Harif.
Mm.
Masarap sumisid doon, pero sira na dahil sa Amerikano. Hindi kasi yung...
Ay, nako!
Yung boat nila, di ba?
Chico!
Hello, it was a US warship.
Chico, you know Del will be... You know, Del will be offended, right?
No! I'm just saying, nasira yung reef because
right,
of the...
Right, because the destroyer
the
came
US
in.
The U.S. destroyer. Oh, what are you talking about?
It really
about?
Did destroy the reef.
Tapos masarap siya sisiran kasi you also dive there and you snorkel there.
Mm-hmm.
And the top entry to the top 10 ways to complete the statement, ang ex ko parang blank, comes from Call Me Jap.
Call Me Jap says,
ang ex ko parang si J-Lo. Mm. Gusto lagi on the floor.
Kasi mahilig siyang sumayaw.
Mahilig siyang sumayaw.
On the dance floor.
Sobrang hilig niyang sumayaw. On the dance floor.
Exactly. So parang siyang mahilig siya on the floor.
Perfect.
Not
perfect.
On the stage.
No. On the dance floor. Alright. So now, okay, if you want to join us for the top 10 for today, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag ang ex ko parang.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Thank you to Paul Jeffrey for suggesting our topic for today, the top 10 ways to complete the statement ang ex ko parang.
Quick, what's up to Coke Villaflor? What up, Cokey?
Hello. Cristiano Reynaldo says ang ex ko parang jeep na maraming pasahero. May sabit.
I remember that, ano, bawal ang sabit. Ano yan? Pwede ang kabit.
Oo.
God bless.
God bless. Nakakainis talaga.
Nakakapikon.
Track yun eh.
Oo, bawal ang sabit. Talaga. Pwede ang kabit.
Wreck-It Rap says, ang ex ko parang tubig. Kailangan ko pa rin kahit may mas masarap ng juice. Mm. Alam mo yun, yung maybe yeah. you found somebody prettier.
You found somebody prettier, somebody who's
richer,
more fun to be with,
nicer. Or, pero parang okay. somehow inahanap. Yung isa parang essential eh.
You yung, can't live without water, that person.
Diba? And also...
pero bland. Walang lasa.
Actually.
Yun, yun, yeah,
pero kailangan mo.
Pero kailangan mo.
Diba? Ang hirap nun.
Okay. But I wouldn't want to be called water though. You know what I mean?
I know.
Yeah.
But it's powerful. It's essential.
It is. But still, it doesn't taste like anything.
Like anything. Pero there are people, even taste-wise. I know I have a friend who likes water over the others. Not because it's healthier.
But just because the taste.
The taste is, for her,
yeah.
that's the taste she wants.
I guess that's true.
Refreshing, okay. clean. And also, let's see here. Glad Jator says, ang ex ko parang lamok. She sucks. Yung parang...
Baduy niya eh.
Oo.
Oh, eh, parang
walang
you
kwenta.
Suck.
Oh. Diba? And Brindun says, ang ex ko parang jellyfish. Wala nang ang utak kung sino-sino pa sinasaktan.
Oo nga, no?
Diba?
Wala ba talagang utak ang jellyfish?
I don't think so. Or at least not a brain in that sense. Na parang...
Na they can
think or
think
whatever.
And direct their movements.
At most, siguro that one of those primitive brains na just so that it can
float around
move.
And I'll be alive.
Oo, parang
yeah.
merong... And also, Astroboy says, ang ex ko parang Candy Crush. Ang hirap maka-move on sa next level.
Mm.
Parang hindi ka maka-level
up.
You're always
up.
In that begin starting
yeah.
phase as wala na. And also, Tino...
Tapos kailangan mo humingi ng tulong sa ibang tao.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh nga, no?
Right. Kailangan right. mo ng tulong ng ibang tao.
Tino So Hot says, ang ex ko parang history. Binabasa lang, pero hindi mo na binabalikan.
Right.
You know, let's say Harry yeah, Potter. Yeah, yeah. You want to reread it over and over again. History, babasahin mo because you have to...
But you don't go back.
You don't go back to it. And also...
well, unless you're like a historian or something who actually likes
rereading
it. A history
teacher.
It.
Yeah. Chenong says, ang ex ko parang Saba at Spratlys. Ang dami kong kaagaw. Diba?
But there are people who are like that. They're just really desirable.
Masyadong in demand.
Uh-oh.
Brindun says, ang ex ko parang ilong. At ako naman yung dila. Ang lapit-lapit, pero di mo kayang abutin.
Nux. Pero I know somebody who can.
Who can?
Yeah.
I can't. But you're right, it's so near. Pero somehow, you can't touch your nose with your tongue.
Ang ex ko.
Really? Talented. And,
no, sabi ko lang ang ex ko. No, because that's the topic for today.
Ah, well, okay. And Young Indy says, ang ex ko parang dysmenorrhea. Masakit sa puson.
Bakit?
Ha?
Bakit?
Kasi parang...
Bakit masakit sa puson?
Parang nandyan na yung truck.
Parang nasagasaan ka eh. Parang nasagasaan ka ng Dioras.
Okay. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 statements. Ways to complete the statement. Ang ex ko parang... comes from Cristiano Reynaldo.
Cristiano Reynaldo says...
ang ex ko parang birdcage. Lagi kong pinapasok ka ng avian friends ko. Hindi kasi parang 'di ba yung
ng birds.
Kasi that
bird
symbolizes
cage.
Freedom.
It's supposed to have birds in it.
That ano eh parang ano yan, symbol of freedom, 'di ba? Eh pero dahil napaka-clingy at napakadaming rules nung ex niya.
Mm.
Parang yung nakukulong.
Sinusok-sok mo doon yung mga
yung freedom mo nakakulong.
Oo.
Diba? So wala na.
So the birds are the analogy. It's a metaphor for freedom.
Yes. 'Di ba? Mm. So doon mo talaga kinukulong.
Uh-oh.
All right. Woo. One final
eh, paano
batch.
Kung maraming
ayan na eh.
Maraming
nasa other side na tayo.
Hindi kasi
eh.
Maraming I mean you have a lot of things that you want to you know
express.
Yeah, like let's just say you're liberal about a lot of things like your freedom to hang out with your friends, your freedom to play, your freedom to do
yes.
ganyan. So that's a lot of metaphoric birds.
Mm-mm.
So that's a lot of birds.
Yes,
being crammed
hey,
into a bird cage.
We need to greet some people. Hello to BBRC41D, MM, Gerpology, Nikki Hanova, and Absel David. I love you very much. From King Mabalbonghari. That's really your name?
Mabalbong?
Mabalbonghari.
So Harry King?
Harry King.
Harry King. Harry King Jr. Eh, wala lang.
Diba?
Parang Larry King.
Wow, okay. So there you go. If you want to join us, KeenRx, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Ang Ex Ko Parang.
Hey, can we say hi to Jesty? She's tuned in.
Hello!
Hi, good morning!
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. And here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. Thank you to Paul Jeffrey for suggesting this. The top 10 ways to complete the statement. Ang ex ko parang... Starting off with Hamilcar. Ang ex ko parang memory card. Corrupted.
Ay.
Nox. Okay. And also, Madmut Mark says, ang ex ko parang merlion. Sirena. Pero mukhang leon. Cherry says...
Mukha, you know?
Mukha.
Parang asal leon.
It's a version of hipon.
Yeah.
Cherry says, Cherry the Great says, ang ex ko parang si Baby Whale. Mailap pero masarap.
What's mailap?
Parang...
Elusive?
Elusive, yes. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for.
Because that's the only thing I can think of, Ed.
Chris Marie says, ang ex ko parang dilata. Binubuksan lang pag wala nang maulam.
Ay?
Bad!
Pero sa bagay, ex mo na eh.
Sa bagay, yeah.
But you shouldn't open it at all.
Ako, that's what I say. Boy Bakal says, ang ex ko parang Giyomi. Puro pakyut lang ang alam. Stormtrooper says...
Pero nadadala ka naman.
Nadadala ka. Lalo na pag cute talaga. Kasi yung Giyomi, like, okay.
And I watched the Alodia version. Oh my God, she's really cute the entire time.
I think that's it. It's annoying pag hindi cute.
Oh,
pero pag cute talaga, sa totoo lang, it kind of works.
Because she was so cute in it. I was wow.
And Stormtrooper says, ang ex ko, parang credit card. Huhugutin lang pag may kailangan. Hindi. Like from your wallet.
Oh, parang gagamitin mo lang kung meron kang kailangan. Oh, bakit? Natawa lang ako doon kasi you're not supposed to do that eh.
Oo nga. Paul De La Cruz says, ang ex ko parang buni, Makati at pabalik-balik. Dine Girl says, ang ex ko very fitting for our bed. Ang ex ko parang Dragon Veil. Walang ibang ginawa kundi mag-breed. Meron ganon.
Grabe naman.
Meron ganon.
Oo, sabagay.
Jep Spotted says, ang ex ko parang quotes. Pinagpapasa-pasahan. Di ba pag minakuha kang quote, ipapasa mo. Ipapasa niya.
Parang chain message.
Maximo says, ang ex ko parang pusa. Gusto sa bubong. Yung mag, ano?
Tatambay. Yung magmumuni-muni.
Yung look at the stars at night. Di ba, wow. Di ba ang pusa laging nasa roof, di ba? For Rene Boy says, ang ex ko parang yung target sa shooting range. Ang sarap tirahin, parang targetin.
Pag nabulsay mo yung puso
niya. Nabulsay mo yung puso niya.
Sarap parang,
di ba? Yun. Kuha mo. And the top, way to complete the statement, ang ex ko parang, comes from Yarling Ye.
Yarling Ye says,
ang ex ko parang kalyo. Mataba, makapal, at walang pakiramdam.
Grabe naman!
Wow! Okay. Actually, kahit wala na explanation, yun lang kalyo. It's such an ugly word.
Mm-hmm.
Di ba when you say kalyo?
Kalyo eh. Yeah.
Parang more than, kunyari sa English, di ba yung mga, ano ba, callous, bunion. It still sounds
it
nice.
It still sounds...
Pero pag sinabi mong kalyo...
No, but callous doesn't sound nice for me. Bunion pa. Kasi parang bunwitch.
Parang...
gutom talaga eh.
Gutom talaga.
Gutom talaga.
Yung kasama ko, gutom talaga eh. Sorry.
Bunwitch? From bunion to bunwitch?
What?
Really?
Bun
with onion. Bunion.
Bunion? Pero wait, what's a bunion? Ano ba yung bunion sa Tagalog?
Bunion?
Ha? Ano ba yung bunion?
Buni?
Parang? Yung parang bako sa foot. Bakokang? Ano ba yun?
Ano?
Ewan ko parang mga ganun eh. Anyway. What about us? Ang ex ko parang...
Ewan ko.
Ano? Ewan mo.
Why don't you say something?
Okay, ako. Sige. Ang ex ko parang... Ang ex ko parang cassette tape na napigtas na. Hindi mo na marirewind. Nax. And I really don't go there. As in, promise. Not even.
Ang ex ko, parang unan.
Unan? Tinutuloy mo ng laway? Para
parating nasa kama.
Ano siya? Pagurin.
Oo, parating inaantok.
Matulog.
So parating nandun sa
parang
kama
mantika.
Lang. Nakahiga lang parate. Parating nakahilata.
Okay, good job.
Good indeed.
Okay, so thank you very much for joining us. And we hope you join us again tomorrow.
I'll see you guys on Monday.
All right. tomorrow I will be with Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard Andre. Andre would also join join in.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. That's what we are doing
tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So
it's gonna be like a mix up tomorrow.
I know. Please join me. I'll be all alone. Well, as far as the Kikay Barkada is concerned.
Yeah.
But I will be helped out. It's gonna be the CAC show again.
CAC.
Yeah, Chico, Andre, and Sarah.
Exactly.
CAC.
But enough, as for the rest of the Kikay Barkada, we'll all be back on Monday.
Please.
Right? Tama diba?
Yes.
All on Monday.
Hopefully. Hopefully you guys will all be back.
We'll see. Depende.
Please.
If I live through this.
Nakakainis.
Anyway. We gotta go.
All right, bye guys.
Bye everyone. Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.